Blog Talk Radio.
Abraham seed. But this make ye of the spirit read,
which they that believe
on him should do what?
Should receive.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Just like you receive the engrafted word of Yah, which is able to save your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 14, verse 26. John 14, 26. Listen to this. One more and after this and we done. And we still ain't done. Come on with it, brother.
But the Comforter, which is,
you know, that one that really feels good. Sometime when you need to be held, can't nobody hold you like the Holy Spirit can. Can't nobody comfort you like Yah can. The one that has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. 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 The one that really makes you feel good. The one that really makes you feel alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one that said, I will come and I will suck with you. Hallelujah. I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. The same Spirit said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Everything that was made, hallelujah, was made by Him. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That same Spirit, hallelujah, whenever He was revealed, and John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God that is able to take away, hallelujah, the sins of the world, your sins, my sins, your neighbor's sins, the uncircumcised sins, hallelujah, of the world. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. That same Spirit that prophet, hallelujah, said, it is like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. That same fire, hallelujah, whenever fire touches something, it can't remain in its present state. Hallelujah. That same fire that descended on the day of Pentecost, on a feast day. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Fire! 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 Hallelujah! And they had cloven tongues like that as of fire. Can you say amen? Glory to the King. Hallelujah! And Yah is a consuming fire. Glory to the King.
All right. Hey, shalom, 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 and many blessings, saints of the Most High Yah. Teacher Gregory, how you doing tonight? I pray all y'all doing well. Make sure my microphone and everything's good. All right. I want to get a sound check real quick. How y'all, can y'all hear me really well? It's getting good. 10 zeros. What y'all got? All right. On Blog Talk Radio, I'm getting 10s. Hallelujah. That's good. How about here in YouTube land? All right. 10. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Well, I appreciate y'all being here with me tonight. I'm very thankful and happy to have the opportunity to be before y'all again. Hallelujah. And we're going to start off with a prayer. Glory to the King. Heavenly Father, Master and King, Elohim of hosts, we bless your holy name this day. We thank you, Father in heaven, for all that you do for us, all that you have done, and everything that you will do. We ask in Jesus' name to bless this broadcast, and that the same to sink deep down into the minds, to the hearts, to the souls, Most High King, that bring about edification, exhortation, and comfort. We just ask in Jesus' name, Most High King, to be with us, your people, and be with us, Heavenly Father, in all of our endeavors. We cannot thank you enough, but we do bless you for all things in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Hey, bless you, saints. Bless y'all very much, very well. I'm thankful to be here tonight, and I'm always thankful for the opportunity to be before you all. I pray everyone's had a great week. I pray everyone's had a great wicked end. Hallelujah. But, of course, the Shabbat, all right, was just wonderful. Wonderful teaching from Pastor Dial on Chittim and just going back into history. It's always good to go back to the university. Hallelujah. So just want to give all honors, thanks, praise to the Most High Yah, first and foremost. Want to make sure that we also give honor to our pastors, our elders, teachers, deacons. Bless you all and all your labor as well. I tell you, it's going to be a pretty good show, I pray. And the main reason why I'm going to go this direction of transferring spirits is because of a lot of things that I learned early on in the ministry that, you know, I was unaware of course. Coming out of Christianity, we don't really learn about the things that we may have in our homes. We don't really learn about the things that we may have on our person. You know what I mean? That could be portal, or that can be transferring some sort of spirit. So we have a lot of new people. We have a lot of new saints. We got new communities coming up. And I think it's just a good direction to go in. A good reminder for those who've been here before, a good reminder for those who've heard some of these things, but I pray it edifies those who may have not heard them before. Hallelujah. That's the goal. That is the goal. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and keep going. Another thing too, we got that block party coming up this week. That's going to be magnificent, I personally believe. I haven't been to Alabama yet, so bless you all down there in Alabama. I can't wait to go down there with Elder Mitchell, Deacon Gorman, and all the rest of the saints are going to be coming to assist. Can't wait to do it. I think it's just a beautiful thing for many saints and communities to come together at one spot and just help the progress. Hallelujah. It's just great. So can't wait to get down there. Can't wait to hug y'all's necks, and definitely can't wait to start laying some blocks and assisting in that. That's just wonderful, wonderful thing. Love Israel. Saints, the devil, he's going to try to get at you, okay? He's going to try to get into you any way that he can. He really, truly is. And that's why definitely in this dead season, and especially if you're new to the ministry, it would behoove you to jump off into the archives on Pastor Dial's channel, because there's so much meat, there's so much preaching and so much education or knowledge, all that that's in there. It's just a wealth. But the devil's going to try any way he can. And he's going to try to get into you by way of any left open doorways, portals, bent ways, unattended to, or even undelivered. He's going to try to get in there. Whatever way he can, with any door, crack, crevice, window of your temple, he's going to try to do it. Okay? You're not going to repent, saints, or get delivered from something if you haven't recognized it as sin, or if you haven't recognized it or even just considered the wrong in the first place. You can't recognize anything to get delivered from it if you don't recognize it's wrong, or you don't recognize it as sin. If you don't call it sin, that may be something that you probably know is wrong and you have not called it sin. So therefore, you're not going to get delivered from it. You're not going to repent from it, because none of us are above correction. All right? None of us are above correction. We're all fallible. And we're all flawed, all right? And since we're all fallible and flawed, we can be deceived. We can be deceived whether it's by someone else or even ourselves. Many of us have been deceived when we were in the world from our families. And it's only been when I've been deceived by them because they were deceived. You know, we only did the practices they did because that's what they were taught. And we figured that it was good enough for daddy, good enough for mom, good enough for grandma, just good enough for me. And we just kept on going, you know? But, this is the reason why, even when you cross over and you come into this, you can still be deceived by yourself or even someone else. But this is the reason why that we got to check and cross-check everything by way of the scripture, because the scriptures is what's not going to change. Man will change, man will fail you, but the scriptures will not, because it's established forever. Hallelujah. It's definitely established forever. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do, the biggest word in the passage, to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Hallelujah. Good success. Now, I mentioned this in the intro, of course, transferring spirits will be going into the day. Wanted to go this direction, okay, because we have a lot of new saints, like I mentioned before, and especially those who are on communities or headed toward communities. It's going to be pretty important to watch out for, okay? Now, you can openly transfer spirits, saints. You can subtly transfer spirits. You can unknowingly transfer spirits, yes, you can. We've heard of, you know, even when the sister's pregnant, you know, I'll let y'all in on something. Like, when my first son, my wife was pregnant with my first son, you know, in the first trimester, she really didn't understand why she was having these sensations of blackouts, or she never blacked out, but she felt like she was going to, and she was feeling all, you know, sick and weak and everything else, and I just couldn't put my finger on it. And I was just like, okay, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying? So we just kept thinking, and she finally mentioned to me, we got to talking about something, and, you know, I ended up asking her. I said, hey, your mother, what did she go through whenever she was carrying you? And she was like, man, I got to ask her. So she asked her mother, and she did. And her mother was very ill while she was carrying my wife, Karel. Her mother had spoke a lot of ill things, spoke a lot of things that she didn't even realize were curses. She said a lot of stuff. She dealt in a lot of things. Of course, she was already into paganism, and she was sick. And it was a lot of things going on with her mother while she carried Karel. And so when we got the information from her mother, I started literally not just binding those things, but cut, severing, breaking, and loosing my wife from the curses that came from her mother, transferred to her from her mother while she carried her in the womb. And then whenever we did that, and I did the laying on of hands and such, and we cut, severed, broken, and loose her from those bonds, bands, fetters, and chains of her mother and all the curses that she would speak and do during that pregnancy of carrying her, soon after that, just after one night, the rest of the pregnancy, the rest of the time she carried my son, she did not have any of those sensations anymore, none of the sicknesses, none of those issues, troubles, problems, or complications, all because we hit the root, all right? So there's many ways you can do it, even unknowingly. So you have to watch your speech, but at the same time, you got to watch how you deal and watch what you're doing. And we're going to get into a lot of that, okay? Hallelujah. So we'll start off right here, and I'm calling this the Minority Report. Hallelujah. Numbers 13. So in Numbers 13, we're going to start at verse 21, but 1 through 15, okay, it lists the names of the men that were sent to spy the land of Canaan, okay? The number of them were 12 men total, and that went out, which included Joshua and Caleb. So Moses had sent them all out, and it was 12 men, and it tells you all their names, each from a tribe of Israel, okay? So we're going to go to verse 21 through 33. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob near the entrance of Hamath. And they went up through the south and came to Hebron. Ahiman, Shishai, Talmai, the descendants of Anak, they were there. Now, Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carried it in between two of them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs and the place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Keep that in mind. 40 days. Okay? 40 days is a pretty good amount of time to go check out a land, right? Keep that in mind. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them. and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them and said, we came up. We came unto the land whither you sent us. We did that. And surely, just like you was telling us, it flows with milk and honey. And look, here's the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong, that dwell in the land. And the cities are, they really walled up and very great. And moreover, we saw also the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. And the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites, they dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and the coast of Jordan. So they started out by saying, it flows with milk and honey. It does. And it does have walled cities, got all this and everything you said, but man, they got the people that are strong up there, by the way. They pretty strong and the cities is vast and it's walled up and these cats are by the mountains and these are by the Jordan and by the coast, and it seems like it's starting to stir some stuff up. And you can tell by the next verse that it's stirring some things up. So while they're talking, and while they're talking about how great these people are, the stature of these people, and how strong they are, and how fortified their cities are, and everything like that, you can tell that people starting to whisper, people starting to, the crowd is starting to kind of up the talking and starting to whisper one to another and everything, and you can tell by what Caleb is telling them. Okay, so Caleb had to steal the people, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses. And when he stilled the people before Moses, he said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, mind you, all these people worshiping around, all these folks is, you heard what they said, man, them guys are strong, and they this, and they that. And you can tell that, man, because he had to actually sit there and still these folks and let them know, hey, we are going to be all right. So when he stilled them, the still is H-2013, to command to be silent. Hush, keep silence, hold your peace, hold your tongue, be still. And that's exactly what Caleb had to do. And that's how you can tell that the folks was getting stirred up by what the rest of these guys were saying. All right. Now, but the men went up. They went up with him and said, the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger. Now these guys are coming more vehement. At first it was like, they're strong people. They this, they that. All of a sudden you got Caleb come over here, steal the people and let them know, we need to go over there now. We need to get this. We can get this land. We can overcome them. They are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched out unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which they have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Now all these guys are bringing it up, and I call it the minority report, because the ones that brought the report out of 12 that was a good report was Joshua and Caleb. You got 10 others that brought a sour report, okay, an evil report. So you got to ask yourself, 40 days you searching it out. I bet you on that first day when Moses and Aaron sent them out there, and they went out there, they probably all went out there with the same mind, same spirit, same goal. They probably all went out there, hey, man, we're going to go out there and spy this land. We're going to bring back some, a good report or whatever. And by the time they get out there and time starts going, I bet you some of them guys are like, man, hey, you see them? Yeah, I see them. You think we can really take them? Man, I don't know about that. Caleb probably like, and Joshua probably like, oh, yeah, we're going to be all right. But the rest of them probably like, well, man, I don't know about this. We got to stick together. we got to stick together. I don't know about this. And then when they see Caleb and Joshua feeling a certain way about it, they're probably like, you know what, man, well, I don't know about them too. But man, look, we got to make sure we get to keep our minds together on this. We ain't going to be able to take these folks. Now, let's really think about this. You're going to spy the land, and this is even after you've seen so many signs and wonders from the Most High Yah. You've seen the signs. You've seen the wonders. You saw the what he did to Egypt, the splitting of the water. You get into the wilderness, the rock at Meribah. He gave you water to drink. You got the manna, the quail, you name it, they saw it. So what kind of fear comes over you to see all these things, but then don't believe that you guys can overcome, or Israel as a whole can overcome these Canaanites with the help of Yah? It must be something strong. We're gonna see how strong it was too. Definitely gonna see how strong it was. Numbers 14, 1 through 10. All right. And all the congregation lifted up their voice. This is after they got the report. And they cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, oh, would Yah that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would Yah we had died in this wilderness. Now he's sitting here wondering, man, would it be better for us to just die in Egypt or die out here? And why? Why have Yahweh brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return to Egypt? And they said one to another. And now look at this. This spirit done transferred to them. Whatever fears was on these 10 men, the majority, done fell upon them. So much so they ready to make a captain. Oh, let us make a captain and let us return to Egypt. Whatever happened to the faith? Well, the majority held the most weight. They truly held the most weight. Again, like I said earlier, there's no telling what the majority was talking about within those 40 days of spying out the land. Ain't no telling what they was talking about. They probably had so many conversations, and probably behind Caleb and Joshua's back, because Caleb and Joshua was just about the mission. Mm-hmm. That's what they was about. How about us? When you get on a community, are you going toward a community? Are you about the mission? Or are you over in the background trying to find somebody to talk to? Find somebody to hear what you got to say about what we're doing and what's going on. Are you about it? Or are you over there with your own mind and you want to sit there and go to other communities or other brothers you may call from somewhere else and complain about what's going on? Again, they don't tell them what they were. That's 40 days. That's a long time. I'm just saying. What fears did they have? Or honestly, how much trust in Yah did they lack? They actually lacked it, man. They lacked so much trust in the king, it turned an entire congregation. Those fears and the lack of faith, it transferred, saints. It transferred to the people. And that's sad. All right. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, they rent their clothes. If only we could be flies out there, huh? To see what was going on and to see how these men felt when these other men brought a report that just stunned and completely removed the trust and faith in the Most High King. I hope we're not doing that to each other nowadays. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land. All right, look, they tried again. The land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. Oh, come on, y'all. If y'all would delight in us, then he will bring us into this land, and he will give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Now look at this. They trying to reel them back in. Only rebel not you against the Most High Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land. There you go, fear. For they are bread for us. They are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And Yahweh is with us. Fear them not. Now these men are trying to, again, reel these folks back in, man. Come back to Yah. Stop being so fearful of these folks. You seen what he did for us. He'll do it again. Look at this, though. Look how strong his spirit is, man. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of Yahweh appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Them spirit saints ran so deep. I'm talking so deep. It transferred so deep from the majority report over the minority report that it caused the congregation to want to kill Joshua, Caleb, Moses, and Aaron. That's how strong that spirit was. Very, very strong. The transferring of spirits. Even invoking the name of Yahweh to their brethren couldn't break the strength of the spirit transferred. It took Yahweh himself to appear. It really did. It took Yahweh to appear in order to stay the wickedness. Think about that. In order to just to stay that wickedness that they about to bathe on themselves. You know? Now we're going to skip down to verse 20, but right after this, you know, when Yahweh came down, he got to talking to Moses. And how long will these people provoke me? Okay? So skipping down to Numbers 20, 20 through 24, Numbers 14. And Yahweh said, I have pardoned according to your word, because Moses sat in for us. Okay? Moses sat in front of us, in between us and Yah, to petition the Most High King, okay? For us, for our wicked asses. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yah, because all those men which have seen my glory, you see, they seen his glory. They have seen my miracles. They saw his miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. And as y'all know, there's many that provoked them. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit within him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now, Yahweh, okay, is ready. He's there. He's going to give us this land. He done showed us signs, miracles, and all these things. So why we have a hard time with belief? Why do we have a hard time with belief? Why do we have a hard time just knowing that he is readily available for us at our beck and call? And that the angels of Yah there before us.
Yes, sir.
They saw the cloud by day.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the flame at night.
Come on.
They saw the rock at Meribah when he got them water. They even was there when Yahweh made the bitter water sweet. But now you go and you're supposed to possess this land, just like we are supposed to attack these spirits or get out of ourselves and put the saints before yourself, which is a tribal thing to do on communities and so on. And you can't believe that he's going to prevail for you or have you to prevail or give them in your hands. Look at what Caleb and Joshua told them. They even went back to their brothers and went to the congregation and told their brothers, invoking the name of Yah, he is going to see us through. And they just couldn't believe it to the point where they're going to stone him. That's a deep root right there. That's how deep that those 10 out of 12 got to them when they brought the support. And we only see what's written. We don't know what else they probably told them. They could have told them anything to get them to have this type of spirit so strong upon them. Something else. Ecclesiastes 9:17-18. The words of wise men are heard in quiet, more than the cry of him that rules among fools. Wisdom, wisdom is better than weapons of war. But one sinner destroys much good. In this case, they had 10. Oh, man. Still there, Saint? Uh-oh. And he just asked me about that, too. Oh, something went wrong. Let me try it again. And he just asked me if something like this happened to him. Okay, I'm going to go back in, into the studio. The Blog Talk Radio is still working? Okay. I may have to go ahead and continue on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let me see. I may have to just bring it back up again. Y'all bear with me, Saints, on Blog Talk. I appreciate y'all. Bear with me. I don't know. Technology, I tell you. All right, are we back?
Yeah, I think you ended your stream.
Say again?
I think you ended your stream.
Oh, I did. I thought I had to.
No, no. All you have to do is come back. So what you got to do is probably got to do the whole making a broadcast over again. Just do it under 10, 15 seconds and go live.
So I just return the dashboard and go back? All right, will do. Thank you. Let me try it. Yeah. Oh, man, I tell you. Yeah, technology. And he asked me if it was going to be lagging, too. Those of you who are on Blog Talk, I appreciate y'all's patience. I'll be heading right back. I'll be getting right back on here soon. Hallelujah. Appreciate that. We here. I can dig it. Okay. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Sister Chef. Appreciate you. All right, I should be coming back on. All right. All right,
now I'm just gonna add the slides back in, then I'm gonna go live so you can
sign us up. Okay, cool. I'm gonna let you put me back on live here. All right, cool. All right. I think I'm for you. Okay, go ahead.
All right,
good. All right. All right. Well, everybody on Blog Talk, appreciate y'all. Hallelujah, we back. All right, I'm gonna do that sound check again. Let me get a sound check in the room on Blog Talk and on YouTube, if I can get them both. Did it come back on over there? Yeah, go ahead and try it. Go ahead and, okay, it's just not coming back on. Okay, 10s. I'm getting 10s. All right, hallelujah. All right, good deal. Good deal. Hey, bless y'all for y'all patience, saints. I don't know what in the world's going on with this technology, but hey, y'all's good. We got back on. Hallelujah. Make sure we good. All right. Ecclesiastes 9:17. through 18. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that rules among fools.
Hmm.
Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good.
Hmm.
And in this case, we had 10 sinners destroying much good. Because if you think about it, y'all commanded them to go ahead and go over. And they're going to come back with all this mess and destroy so, so much good. And I don't see why. But hey, transferring spirits. Ways you can transfer spirits, whether you know it or whether you don't. All right? Evil speaking can transfer spirits to an undiscerning or an untrained ear, an undiscerning or untrained mind. It can. Because those who do evil speaking, okay, they always go in the path of least resistance, multiplying disciples. In other words, numbers. They care about numbers. You know, they want to get as many people as they can to hear them out and to hear their way, okay? They know, listen to this, they know who to target. Just like I said earlier, just a minute ago, okay, these folks, the evil speaking, they love to target those who don't have a discerning mind or a discerning ear. And they prefer the new folks because the new folks don't know who they are, although those who've been here for the longest, they know who they are. You know what I mean? So in evil speaking, all right, to an undiscerned mind or to an untrained mind, when you speak evil, you start bringing in other spirits. You start bringing in doubts and unbeliefs. You know what I'm saying? We've had people over the years that will sit there and have an offense with the ministry. Okay, and then they'll sit there and they will tell other people, oh, well, we don't have to listen to this or listen to that or do this or do that. I know Straightway does this, but we should do it this way. You know, things like that. You're literally making them feel as if you, or especially they're new and they can't discern what you're doing, or they're just they have an untrained ear and can't really call you out on your BS. You know, you're going to sit there and probably lure them folks over to what you're thinking, all because you're there. Whether you're a fellowship head or pastor or whatever, the thing is that we all should be speaking one thing. As we've seen in Numbers, we had two men speaking what Moses and Aaron sent them to do, and we had 10 others speaking something different. You know what I mean? So you can be speaking evil, bringing false reports and bringing false accusations and so on and so forth, and depending on who you bring it to, they could potentially be out the faith. All because of the words you say. And it's not even, you probably don't even know it's you. It's a spirit that's possessing you. And it ended up having blood on your hands based on the fact that you want to speak evil because you're not where you want to be, or that somebody, or maybe you're envious of a position someone has. Or maybe you're just envious of what you can, what ability somebody has. But evil speaking and all their little nuances with it, that's a way that you can transfer spirits. We have to watch out for that when you're in a communal home. And you're advancing toward community, these things need to be aired out. When we was in Houston, we lived communally for about 2015, 16, 17, 18. Yeah, so about 4 or 5 years we lived communal before we even bought our land. Okay. And a lot of the, you know, laboring, iron, sharpening iron, all that stuff happened in there. All these things that we learned about each other, laboring among each other, knowing each other, and stuff like that. Having, we're people of pattern. And the moment that you see someone out of pattern, or you see somebody with a spirit, you're gonna notice that because you live with them, you labor among them. You know what I mean? So that's why it always tripped me out when you have people that are on a community or they're in a fellowship home, okay, but they can't talk to the leader there, or they can't talk to their brethren there and get deliverance there. They have to call people in other communities or other assemblies. They have to call somebody outside. Because the reason why they do that is because the person on the outside don't really have light on who the hell they are. But the people who are inside that labor with you, they know. And when you can't go to them, or when you can't praise with them, or you can't get delivered by them, you got trouble. You got problems. You know? So speaking evil is one way that you can transfer spirits to others, especially to unknowing minds or minds that are untrained, or ears that are untrained and minds that are undiscerning. This thing from again? Okay, here we go. Evil speaking secretly, okay? Now check this out. Speaking curses, all right? evil speaking secretly. Now I can, I remember a story I was told a little while back, okay, in the ministry, by the way. Now, there was this brother who's no longer with us, of course. I think he was close to a community or on the community. I can't remember. But the thing is that, you know, Saints was getting sick and Saints was, you know, things was going awry and they couldn't figure out why. It was like, well, man, what is going on here? You know what I mean? What is really going on here? We folks are getting sick left and right. Well, things are going awry on the community or whatever. What is happening? Well, come to find out that brother was secretly sending curses to the people on the community. You know what I mean? Secretly sending curses to them. Whether he realized how severe it was that when he was sending, people were getting sick, things was happening, things wasn't going the right way, but then it all came out. Ain't nothing you doing in the dark. Ain't nothing you doing in the dark not coming to light. It's going to come to light eventually. No matter how long it takes, it's going to come to light. And when they found out that Joker was sitting there sending curses, they sent him on this damn way. And guess what? A lot of things lighted off the community. All this constant sick and being sick and all these things going awry, it lightened the spirit, getting rid of it. Sometimes you got to get rid of something of a nuance like that. People sending curses and doing things like that in the background. And the crazy part about it is right there among you. There ain't nothing from the outside that can destroy you. It's everything that's coming from within. So if you are not keen and aware of your own spirit, you know what I mean? You can't be keen and aware of anybody else's spirit. So that's why it's best to have the iron sharpening iron, because you know your brethren and you know your sisters and you know your patterns and you know for a fact that, hey, this brother's with us. This sister's with us. You know what I mean? But when that happened, hey, get rid of the evil. You know what I mean? But you can transfer spirits that way. And when you transfer spirits that way, you better be rest assured that you're going to get found out. All right? Check this out. Falling asleep during Sabbath service, okay? Check this out, man. Now, again, we've lived communal for quite some time, pretty long time, okay? So I sat there one time, and I'm telling you, I've been in the ministry since 2011, all right? 2011. And when we were sitting there listening to Pastor Dial, I have never fell asleep on Pastor Dial ever. I don't see how any of y'all could do it. I don't see how y'all can nod off. I don't understand for the life of me with the teaching, with the preaching, with the information, the knowledge, the understanding, the exhortation, and of course, Pastor's voice. Come on now, let's not play no game. Even his voice, man, you know that's a man of y'all. Ain't no need in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Ain't no way you fall asleep on this man unless you just got spirit. So I've never fell asleep on him ever, and I'm sitting in the congregation and I'm sitting here like, okay, you know, Shabbat service coming on, we good. We listening, getting fed. About mid-service, okay, I end up doing a nod. I'm like, whoa. And then I shook it off. I did one more nod. I told myself straight, I said, I ain't never fell asleep on Shep. What is going on? I looked to my left, got a brother right next to me, out cold. Neck snapped and everything. Dude gone. I look at him, man, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I got up out the chair. I got away from that spirit. I started rebuking Leviathan. I started rebuking the lazy spirit. I started looking that slumber spirit. I started rebuking that stuff, and I realized I ain't never sat there and done that. That must have came from this joker here. I went and shook him, woke his ass up. Like, man, look, you don't even be doing this stuff. I don't know how you could fall asleep on Chef. I don't know how you can do it. How? You know what I mean? And so he's just like, Oh, I'm like, oh, nothing. Ain't no excuses here, man. It's Shabbat. You know what I mean? And so I stood up the rest of the service because I ain't want to go nowhere near him. I was like, nah, you ain't about to transfer that to me. But that's another way that you can sit there and transfer a spirit. You sit next to a lazy individual. Next thing you know, you nodding off and you look next to them. You're like, oh, no, I'm nodding off because your ass is gone. You know, you got to watch out for that mess, man. Big time. Now, transferring through various portals. Now, this is another thing why I'm bringing this up for people who are going to community or are already a part of a community, but we do have new people as well. So there was a while, I think I don't know how many years it was. I don't know how many years it was. But I heard the story on a straightway. I was a straightway, and I forget whether it was Deacon Bell or Pastor Dow who told me the story. I forget. But it was, you know, it hit me when I was young in the faith, okay? And I believe it was either the saints would inspect the homes or pastor would go around inspecting the homes, making sure people didn't have any trinkets or any, you know, dolls or any portals and gateways, okay, in the houses, all right? And that's something to be leery of, because when you get to a community and you have everybody in their dwellings and stuff like that, you don't want somebody to get a, you know, somebody brand new, didn't know anything, and they ended up having some kind of trinket or something like that, or something they didn't realize they still had in their house, and is creating portals and doorways, you know what I'm saying? So, he just told me Shepherd would go door to door. All right, so that Shepherd would go door to door. So the thing is that he would go door to door to make sure there's nothing on land, because I promise y'all, if you bring stuff, you coming out this world and everything, you know, you probably got something in the house or some old dolls or something like that. We're gonna get the dolls in a second. And, you know, these trinkets or medallions or something like that, you got to get rid of that mess. Those are all portals that it can be various spirits in the house or in your temples. You know what I mean? So I believe that they found a doll, all right, in one of the houses, or maybe it was just they were coming to the knowledge of truth and getting rid of these things. And so when they took it and they threw it in the fire, the doll spoke. It said, "Mama." And I was just like, oh shit, you know, when I heard the story, and I was just like, oh man, you know, and it just made me think even more so about, you know, what could I have at home that could be a doorway? What do I have in the house or in the temple that can be a gate, you know, for a spirit to creep on in, you know? So I looked up this doll. I was wondering too. I was just like, man, doll, why would they even call this toy a doll? What is any significance to this word doll? Kind of sounds like idol. Oh shit, idol. And that's exactly what I looked up. And I found it in the Webster's 1828, the word doll and idol. That's the first damn thing that popped up. I kid y'all not. Idol, the first thing. Then it goes into a puppet or a baby for a child, a small image in human form for the amusement of little girls. It goes in through that. And so I'm just like, okay, so they of course they got rid of the I, added the L, and boom, now your children playing with dolls and such, you know. And so, you know, when I first came into the ministry, and of course when you come into this thing, you go and try to tell your family, you know, you're trying to tell them about the Most High Yah, the goodness of Yah. You admonishing them. You know, I go in my mother's house and my sister's room, and that's what I see. You know, I go in my aunt's house, I see the same thing, all these dolls and stuff. And I'm like, man, y'all know those are portals. And I was really zealous, you know. I was like, oh, y'all know those are portals, man. You know, dolls are no good. They this, they that. But a lot of folks didn't, you know, they didn't care. But we were very zealous about what we were learning. So, you know, if people are going to community, it's good that you address these things. You may be packing, you may have packed up and moved into a house with some saints. But, you know, when you get into a house with saints and it gets a little congested, you probably ain't open up no boxes. You may have some old stuff in there. You know, I went through all my stuff. After Pastor Dow said all that in that preaching, I went through all my stuff, man. I went through every box I had. I went through clothes that had wrong insignias on it. I got rid of everything that had Nike on it. I got rid of all that mess, you know. I didn't want to have a portal at all to transfer spirits or to have a way to come into the home. So I implore you all, if you are going to be living on community, you don't want to have any issues on community. I believe it was one more thing that Pastor mentioned about, you know, one day the lightning struck a tree on the land. And he was like, man, hold on, this stuff shouldn't be happening, you know, and they had to go figure out what was going on. You know, again, as we read in Ecclesiastes, it only takes one sinner to destroy a whole lot of good, just one, you know what I mean? Just one, all right? So, I mean, the thing is, you got to really make sure besides just your temple, okay, besides just the temple that you reside in, you also got to make sure that you ain't got all this junk laying around somewheres. And I remember back in the day, we all thought we was cool, and I used to wear these crosses with the chain and stuff like that. Guess what? I forgot that was in my dresser back in 2013. I saw that sucker. It was in the trash in no time. Everything I can get rid of that I've seen was going to be something of a replica of some type of paganism or whatever like that. I got it out. You don't want nothing transferring into your home. Period, saints. Period. Hallelujah. Now, also, transferring the spirits through your own misfortunes. I'm going to start this off with a video Pastor Dow just did, okay? He did a video, and he was talking to the daughters, okay? And he was talking to the daughters of Zion because not every old woman has wisdom, you know what I mean? And when he was talking about that old woman telling a younger woman, you know, about to get married, that, hey, you know, well, you might as well get ready to, you know, in case something happened to him, man, to marry somebody else. Now, mind you, what did you do to that daughter? What did you do to her? That may be a day she gets married, and that shit popped right back up in her head. Sometimes I think a lot of people have so much misery that they need some damn company. And they got to tell somebody their misfortunes.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why do you want that much company in your misery that you can come to even the faith, even the ministry, and still bring that cancer and put it in somebody's mind? Now, mind you, what spirits are you transferring to that daughter? When I heard that video, man, I was like, hey, he's telling the truth, you know, because all it's going to do is discourage her daughter of Zion. You know what I mean? That's going to discourage her when you're telling her stuff like that. Or even if it's an old man with grades telling a young man something stupid. The one thing that I don't do, I'm going to tell y'all this right now. The one damn thing I do not do. We got a lot of young brothers in the ministry, okay? A lot of young brothers, all right? And a lot of these young brothers are, you know, inspiring to be married one day, okay? So the one thing that I don't do, and we talked about this in Houston back when Elder Mitchell was still down there. We don't talk about our past like that, the things we used to do, the partying we used to go to, and the women and all the stuff like that. We don't really fool around like that because it will go to a mind that is untrained, and they're going to think they're missing something, all right? And we've had brothers like that. They may have heard something that an older brother said, oh, man, I used to do this back in the day. I used to do that back in the day. Oh, I used to have this many women back in the day. Oh, I used to do all this and that. Now this young man who inspires me married the right way, thinking he missing something. Like, oh, I need to go out there and have the fun you had. Oh, I need to go out there and do what you was doing. Oh, I need to do this and do that. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. Now, brother, you in a good spot. You ain't got to go through the crap I did. You know what I'm saying? But again, when folks ain't being wise, you can sit there and really, truly put a different spirit on somebody. And so we've had young men before that heard older men speak about their past little, you know, they jigs they used to do and all the stuff they did out in the world. The next thing you know, they felt like they wasn't adequate. They felt like they need to go out there and be a man. Oh, I need to go out there and do this and raise my family. I need to go do this on my own or do that. Or I need to go out there and have these experiences. The next thing you know, they're going to sit there and their face is going to be shot and they're out there in the streets. And like, again, we know folks that this happened to. Came to the faith, zealous about it, but heard some old person say some shit like that, get them to thinking that they got to go do the same thing, then they're going to have a come back to Christ moment and come back to the ministry or something, and we ain't seen them since. They got out there and got swallowed into the mire, straight up, the quicksand of life, and life's going to beat them up.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is they probably didn't want to come back. They're too embarrassed probably to even come back, all because of the shit you probably said to them, you know? So that's one thing we don't do. We do not commend that, at least in Kentucky East, never. You know, we don't fool around like that. You got young men, we show them the way that they should go. Hell, I got sons. They're going to learn the way they should go. They don't even know nothing about what dad did way back then. I don't need to tell them none of that mess. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to give them a spirit. I don't want to transfer a spirit on them that makes them think that, you know what? Man, okay, Papa used to do all that. Man, I think I want to go ahead and go out there and knock some of this out. Hell no. For what? For what? So you can transfer spirits even through your own misfortunes, through some stuff that you've done in your past. And with a lot of women, again, they went, I mean, I think my brother was even counseling a sister one day, and he said, hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now, the best thing you can do is talk to those who are maidens or talk to these women who are married. Talk to the mothers of the ministry. You know what I mean? Stop talking to these folks who are unsuccessful. And we've heard Pastor Dow say that before himself. You keep talking to these folks who's unsuccessful at marriage. I mean, you can probably end up like them. Unbeknownst to you, they probably got so much misfortune and have so much misery that they need some company. And they will tell you all this mess, but you better have a discerning ear on who's talking to you. and who's trying to fill you up with some garbage. Because I promise you, man, when we got in the ministry, the first time we got in the ministry, way back when, we had a couple of those splinter cells doing that. And my brother was like, he went after we came in 2011 to the ministry. He went back to visit, and I had to work. But when he came back, he told me straight up, he's like, oh, no, man, I can see the forest from the trees. Now, I see who I need to listen to. I see who I need to just keep my distance from. You can discern that, you're going to be good to go. I promise you, okay? So even through your misfortunes, even through your past, even through some things you so-called went through, things you may have thought in the flesh was fun, mm-hmm. do not need to be displayed, especially to those who are young of mind and are inspiring to be great. So even through your misfortunes, you can transfer spirits.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now check this out. You can also transfer spirits. with saints dabbling in certain acts and practices or habits around you that they shouldn't be doing. Coming for y'all. Now, this may be going on to this day, and I hope it convicts you, especially you men, some of you brethren. You know, again, we had the single brother's house when I was in Houston, and had the main house with the families, and I was there. We had five brothers, because brothers are easy to deal with. You can stack a bunch of brothers up like sardines, they'll be fine. You know what I mean, when it comes to community. So we all single at this time, and, you know, five of us living in there. And one of the brothers, he was an older brother. And, you know, we went to bed that night, getting up to work the next morning, come on back, do it again. And this man woke up in the middle of the night, the older man, and he got attacked by succubus. And he just jumped up and was like, hey, man, who up in here doing some lewd stuff? Is anybody in here messing around with some lewd behavior, lewd acts, or watching lewd material? Is anybody doing these things? At the first, nobody was really saying anything. Then finally, a young man, one of the young brothers that was in there, being exposed to this world, of course, he comes and admits himself. Yeah, I've been watching some lewd, you know, videos and so on and so forth, and, you know, doing lewd acts and stuff. He gave us all the details. And just him in the house. And I asked him, how long you been messing around doing this garbage? And it was for months. And he was transferring to different brothers in the house. Okay? Even brothers. And this old man, this older man was just like, I haven't even thought like that in years. I haven't thought like that in years. I ain't watched nothing in years. I ain't been tempted like that in years. And all of a sudden, this happens to me. I'm getting attacked by succubus and having these lewd thoughts and such. Well, come to find out, we had a brother in the house bringing in these little videos and jumping on his phone and messing around, sitting here looking at lewd acts on his phone and performing such. Okay? This brother's segment. We're going to be live here, all right? We grown. We can hear this stuff. But the thing is that it transferred to another brother that affected him. Okay, because this one brother's dibbling and dabbling over here, and he's doing it in the dark, thinking nobody can see him. But God's eyes are 10,000 times brighter than the sun.
Come on now.
Okay, 10,000 times brighter than the sun. You may think you in the dark and you hiding it from your brothers,
mm-hmm.
but it's gonna come to light some way somehow. And when that spirit attacked that brother, he was not having. He looked around. And he asked everybody when we all was home, hey, who is messing around? Because I ain't thought about this stuff in 30 years. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, I'm getting attacked by this mess. So you transferring spirits is because you can't hold your hoses. You can't sit there and leave yourself alone. You can't sit there and stop leaving. You can't leave your phone alone in this lewd area. You can't stop watching these funky videos that are lewd anyway. That's probably a spirit that you're dealing with and you should get delivered from. But you don't want to tell nobody anything to get free. You'd rather just sit there and keep tugging at this mess. Now it's transferring to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's transferring to somebody else, it transfers to him. It may transfer elsewhere. It may keep on going and transfer to another person and transfer to another person if nobody does anything about it. So people can do some crazy. You may have somebody in the house that probably sent it, like we mentioned earlier, sending curses back or messing with. I remember when I first got into ministry, I had a friend of mine, and she was just a cool friend or whatever, but behind her mother's back, in the house, behind her mother's back, she was playing with Ouija boards, you know what I'm saying, behind her mother's back, and she was playing with it so hard that even the window and I think one of her windows busted or something. And I was like, yeah, you playing with fire. But then things started going awry with her mother. Why? Because of the crap that she was doing, that she thinks she's doing it in the dark. But she was transferring spirits. Okay? And opening up windows and doors and cracks and crevices and letting Satan in the house. You know what I mean? So through evil practices or dibbling and dabbling in certain acts that you know, that you already know, that you shouldn't be fooling with, you could be transferring spirits and hurting your brother. You could be transferring spirits and hurting your sisters. You know, you could be transferring and hurting the children. You know what I mean? You could be putting these spirits all over the place and you don't even realize what the hell you're doing. So that's another way that you can transfer spirits. Hmm? Prosperity or want. Hmm? Now, this, of course, also pertains to a lot of community. I'll start with us. You can transfer, you can have a bad spirit on the chickens. Okay? You can have a bad spirit that's in charge of the cows. You can have a bad spirit that's in charge of the garden. You got a bad spirit in the garden, then you're wondering why you ain't producing the yield. Why? Because shoot, you got this bad spirit, this evil spirit that's in the garden. And this evil spirit's in the garden and they got their own thoughts and everything else going through their mind and they just doing this with a slack hand, and at the same time they have their own little, you know, nuances going on spiritually inside of them and unchecked. And you wondering why you ain't producing the yield. Hey man, what's going on? You over this. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. I'm all right. Next thing you know, you remove that spirit from the garden. You put a good spirit that wants to do it. A good spirit that wants it to prosper. And all of a sudden, the next year, you got a good yield.
Come on.
Because you got a... So what spirit's being transferred there? To where the whole community is going to suffer because now we can't put a dent in the grocery bill simply because you ain't doing your part. Or chickens, you ain't getting no eggs. Man, we ain't producing shit. What's going on? I don't know. We ain't looking at the one who got it. Okay, you got these eggs, so what's happening? You know what? I don't think we're going to put you on there no more. You take that joke off, guess what? You put somebody who want to do it. All of a sudden, you see it flourish. Oh, shit, man, we got more chickens. We got double, triple the amount of the eggs. So you can either have prosperity in these areas or you can have just want. You just lack it. You know, next thing you know, you're back at the stove. When we're trying to cut that in half or even more, you know? So you, depending on who you are, especially if you volunteer to do something, if you're going to volunteer to do something, man, do it with all your heart. You know, if you're going to be in a garden, if you're going to be, I don't care if you're landscaping on the land, man, just do it with all that's in you.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I'll let y'all in on my ass. I'll throw myself in the sword. There was a point in time, you know, where I really didn't want to dispatch on our company, on our driver, our trucking company. I was afraid to dispatch. I figured it's just going to be difficult and it was going to take up all my time and everything else. But I was doing the back office. I would drive. I would do the invoicing. I would do all that stuff. You know what I mean? And it dawned on me. Literally, it dawned on me. And my brother was like, man, I need you to dispatch, man. I need you to dispatch. But I thought about something. I said, you know what? If he needs me to dispatch, I want to knock it out the park. I want to do the best I can. I want to make sure that we were prospering in this area. So I didn't even hesitate. I was like, you know what? I'll dispatch for you. And I got to the point and I spoke to these wicked spirits enough to be like, you know what? I'm not going to allow some type of fear to get in my way or something to make me feel like, oh, this is not going to be it's going to take up all your time. You ain't going to be able to do this and that. No, I washed all that garbage away. And I thought to myself, this is for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Elder, I will do it and I want to knock it out of the park. Just show me what I need to do. And I jumped on it. And, you know, right now I'm still learning a whole lot about it. But guess what? I get up in the morning faithfully and I get to this computer and I check out everything I need to check out. I call my drivers. I do it all now. I can literally do it all now. Though I got some more to learn, I want to do it with all that I am because I know it's going to be a prosperity thing. We can really prosper if everybody wants to do everything they can in the community to bring forth the fruit that we desire,
mm-hmm.
and the building that we desire and the funds that we desire. The thing was just to grow, period. If everybody just plays their part and plays it right, do it right, we're going to be all right. You know, and I got to think about everybody that's on the community, including my own children. You know what I mean? So you can either prosper or you're going to be lacking. You're going to be in want, in wantonness. All right? Again, there's many ways to sit here and transfer spirits, man. Many different ways you can transfer spirits is if you're not discerning of self. And I keep saying you got to be able to discern self, because a lot of folks who can't discern self, they already out there discerning everybody else, but they ain't even discerning themselves yet whatsoever at all. And it ain't like nobody can see you. They can see you. We in Israel. We got some discernment in here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. There's no need to continue in wicked spirits that bring forth no peace, saints. We should always, always, always think on a good report, okay? We can transfer spirits through many different portals. We can transfer spirits by talking all this shit about the dignities and everything else, because, you know, you can go on and on how you can transfer spirits. But, you know, again, we got to think on a good report, and that's why I want to go to the transferring of spirits as actually not bad at all. There is a good way to transfer spirits. Now, see, my wife was talking to me the other day, and she was talking about how she was studying parenting and, you know, and children and the relationship between the two. And I thought it was really cool, because where I come from, my mom, you know, me and my brother was raised in the projects. You know, my mom was one of them black women that, you know, she had a mouth on her, you know what I'm saying? And she never kissed us or hugged us or, you know, we never got that type of love. It was always, you know, you this, you that, you MF or whatever. Like, that's what we got, you know. But what she was studying was, all right, was instead of getting angry with your children and why did you do this or raising your voice at them and stuff like that. I mean, sometimes you have to do that, but and that's called discipline. But when she was also talking about the way, or she learned the way that you speak to your children, even after you rebuke them or reprove them, you bring forth the understanding. And when you bring forth the understanding, they just didn't get the brunt of the discipline to where they won't have an understanding or a learning. You know what I'm saying? So when she mentioned all those things, and I was just like, okay, that sounds pretty good. When you bring forth that understanding of why you reproved them, rebuked them, or spanked them, or whatever, when you bring forth the understanding, they not only are not going to do it anymore based on the whipping they may get, but also they have an understanding and they can transfer that to the next child. And I saw it in my own son, you know. So now my 4-year-old is telling my 2-year-old what not to do. It's like he's seen this, he learned this, but because we gave him understanding and we told him, this is why daddy did this, this is why mama did this, and then we have him repeat it back to us and stuff, and he knows better. It's more than just, you know, oh, I'm gonna get a whooping. Now he is literally, without us even prompting him or telling him anything, he can literally say, Yoel, no, don't do this. You do this, it's going to break. We brought forth the understanding, so now he can transfer a good spirit to his brother. You know what I'm saying? He can transfer a good spirit to him instead of just thinking about mom and daddy went off on me and that was it. They went off on me, told my ass up, and didn't give me any understanding on what I did. You know what I mean? So we can transfer good spirits, saints. And there's examples in the scriptures of transferring good saints. We're going to go to a good spirit. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Numbers 11, 16, and 17. All right. And Yahweh said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. And I will come down and talk with you there. And I will take of the spirit which is upon you and put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear not yourself alone. Now, these 70 men, the spirit he put on Moses, whom he trusts to be the custodian of the law, he put some of that spirit upon them so that they can assist with the burden. Yes, and that's a good spirit to be transferred to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Hallelujah. Now over here in 2 Kings 2:8-15. All right. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither. so that they too went over to on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I should do for you before I be taken away from you. And Elisha said, I pray you, oh, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, you ask a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so unto you. But if not, it shall not be so. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is Yahweh, the Elohim of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. They split the water again. And Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, ah, the spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Now, that's another example of a good spirit being transferred.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Good spirit. Now, think about this. We trust that Pastor Dial is the man of Yah. We trust that. But it's not just because he says he's the man of God. It's because he is a doer. It's because he lives it. We've seen signs. We've seen wonders in this ministry. We've seen healings, okay, deliverances. I've been churched all my life and have only seen the signs and wonders here, period, in America at least. But we have power, saints, to deal with these spirits as they come about, okay? We have power. We do. And we can prove it. In Luke 10, 19, 20, and 21. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Now, mind you, that don't mean don't rejoice because your names are written down. But think about that. You have the spirits are subject to you. We have power, especially if the Holy Spirit's come upon you. So we have power to discern. We have power, okay, to listen intently to what we're being taught in this ministry so we can be a trained people, okay?
Right.
That's why in the beginning of this thing, I was talking about how the evil speaking, these folks prefer people who are untrained in the ear and mind and undiscerning in the ear and the mind. But if we keep on following our leaders as they follow Christ, and we do, and like Shepherd always told us, just do what I do and you'll fare well. You'll do well. You know what I mean? We got to trust this because it's coming from the Father. So in trusting this, we can trust what's coming from that pulpit. We can trust what's coming from our leaders, our pastors, teachers, deacons, okay, and elders. And as long as we trust that and we follow that, we're going to have a trained ear. We're going to have a trained mind. We're going to have a discerning ear and a discerning mind to catch these spirits at the pass and they're trying to sit there and come and infiltrate you. Whether it's through something in your own mind or whether it's something somebody's trying to feed to you or trying to bite you, being a viper that they are. If we can be discerning, if we can be trained in our mind, trained in discernment, trained in hearing, you know what I mean? Definitely in hearing, we will fare well. Hallelujah. Saints, I pray this edified y'all. I hate the delay that came in the middle of it with the internet acting a fool. But, hey, I pray it blessed y'all. Hallelujah. Let's beware of the transferring of spirits. Let's beware, hallelujah, of any spirits that are trying to come our way and infiltrate, or be weary of yourself. Then make sure you're not sitting here transferring spirits to somebody else by way of your speech, or by way of your actions, or by way of things that you have not even seen, or you have not recognized as sin or transgression or a bitten crooked way. Hallelujah. Let's make sure we do it, saints. And like Elder Mitchell said recently, you know, let's kick the dead season's ass. Hallelujah. This is what we in this for. Let's kick the dead season's ass, and let's just make sure we keep y'all first. Now, this is a dead season, the best time to do it. Best time to make sure you soak and immerse yourselves in the Most High Yah. With that, I bid each and every last one of you shalom. 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 Love you all, saints. Bless you all in Jesus' name. Glory to the King.
Thank you, sir.
Oh,
you're kidding.